There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pits of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination in an area which we call Elder Dragon Journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back again at the Elder Dragon Durden podcast. This is your host Igor, and as always with me is my co-host Niksha. Say hi, Niksha.
Hi.
So we might be doing this episode for a second time this week, but a bunch of things came up in like day after we recorded the show.
Yes.
I'm always open to the public. We might as well do, you know, a redo.
So Igor, how was your?
We managed to actually get together and actually play Magic, like, for reals. Like, you and me and a couple more people. Yeah. By a couple more people, I mean Tess and Andra, but you know.
That's a couple.
That is literally a couple people. In Games of Fun, we played some Ordinary Commander, and Tess managed to finally play her stupid spell. Basically, she has Autumn Veil in her brush for literally months now, and she hasn't been able to cast it. And she finally cast some big stupid spell. Andro plays another card that he wanted to play for months and didn't have a chance to, which was Mana Drain. He goes to counter the thing. I think it was Coat of Arms. No, it was 5 mana. That's what I remember. Because he got 5 mana afterwards. But what I was going to say, he Mana Drains her thing, which is something. And she responds with Autumn Veil. He stopped for a couple of seconds, read the card, and stood there for a couple more seconds. And he was like, I really wanted to played this Mana Drain for months now. I really had my heart set on this. So it turns out between a $50 card and like 50 cents common, a 50 cent common wins.
Mm-hmm.
Which didn't help him in the long scheme, if I remember correctly.
No, it's colorless.
Yeah.
Playing two colors that don't hit us.
I think he was playing Grenzo at the time. It's Zedric?
Mana Drain.
Oh yeah, sorry, I'm an idiot. But yeah, after that game, we played a couple of games of Plane Chase Arch Enemy, which is fun. Even though the last game was kind of a snooze, because Ander managed to chain a time walk after time walk after time walk after time walk. What was the first game you revealed? Something like everybody sacks a creature?
Yeah, that was the first one. Everybody chooses a player and he sacrifices each other.
Good. Cool. We didn't even draw a card yet.
Get that.
Oath of Druids?
No, didn't get that ongoing damage.
You kind of wish you would on turn one.
Might, but...
Imagine if it triggered on each opponent's upkeep, instead of yours. And then Andro chained the turn after turn after turn.
And he kills everyone.
Yep. But yeah, it was fun to finally get again with you guys, because we haven't seen Andro in like a month or two. Because he's been busy, and we've been busy, and I haven't seen you in a while since you broke your leg. Yeah. And turns out we'll actually play like next Monday again, surprisingly. Because turns out one of the guys from Team Turn 3 from YouTube, he's randomly appearing in Zagreb. And he shot me a message on Twitter like, do you want to play some games of Commander? I was like, yeah, sure. But it was silly how I found out about it, because I'm going to Twitter, oh, I have another notification. Team Turn 3 is following me. And the thing I said to Tess was like, why the hell are they following me? And then one of the notification upwards, oh, Tess, I know why. And there we go. So I'm looking forward to that. How was your 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Again, good old Trump. Value, but that the walls, one of, if not the best idea I had.
I'm still surprised it's working that good. I think the whole shop is surprised that it's still working.
And that's why people who are playing Jund bolt rather than...
because
you really can't bolt.
I mean, you can, but it's not going to get you very far.
And that flip Garrick. Like, games out of, like, just play a Garrick, a Ballista with counter in it, or one counter. Your Garrick is a better version.
I still remember that scene when Garrick fought the Noble Hierarch against the Death Infect deck. The guy looked at you looked at your card and needed to read the Garrick again.
Yeah, most people, nobody expected.
I kind of forgot about him.
I was like, actually, literally zero decks.
Gee, wonder why.
I don't know the times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a good meta call, that's the thing.
I haven't bumped it ever.
Yeah, I don't think anybody plays it in the shop.
Yeah, one person.
He's playing the what? Oh, the Hollow Boys.
I just inquire three cards and I see, oh, Ultronin, random discard all my...
I mean, one of the two things are gonna happen. Either he's gonna, you know, turn one you, or he's gonna trip over his deck and die.
I don't like it because of burning the deck. Yeah.
I mean, that's the logical ban, if it comes to bans, but I hope it doesn't. Wanna hear one random thing? Not connected to your things. No Man's Sky is still being sold.
Somehow.
Did it?
Yeah.
Because only times when I see it is when it's on 60% sale.
Well, yeah, those kinds of stents.
But how ignited it will be, because I think it's mostly going to be people play it and it's cool and then, oh yeah, this is boring.
Because of a constant update.
Wow, like, because...
delivering the actual content promised.
Turns out when people get what they wanted from your game, they might actually like it. Surprise, surprise.
Imagine how popular...
Yeah, most listeners don't know what Antisphere is, but...
Let's...
But you shouldn't?
Oh,
actually...
Actually, you're looking for a game, a party, fun...
Yeah, and you said it, the single player isn't that bad, right?
Well...
Yeah, but compared to the online multiplayer...
It doesn't work. I
don't think so. But anywho, yeah... So you had your modern things, modern. Being modern.
That's it. I'd say that my...
And you managed to have auto druids being relevant.
Yeah, after...
So, under delayed, casted the delay on his auto druids. It resolved, and Tess was just about to win next turn. He was at literally one life, right? Yeah, I think you were.
I was like at below five.
I think you were actually at one. And then you managed to make a comeback, because turns out... When you get things like Ulamog, right? The original one. And Aurelia with multiple combats.
Turns out the thing better than...
So yeah, that won the game, and it was really sweet to see a comeback. Andra and I fell out real fast. And that was a game where Tess managed to get both Purphoros and Impact Tremors out. I think that happened, both were out on like turn 3. They were online on turn 3. And Prosh came out turn later.
Pains.
Yes. Andra kept a bit of a slowish hand, which means he was gonna win like turn 3/4 with his Doomsday Granzo, but because of this he couldn't, and I kept just a shitty hand and I just died on spot. So there we go. Anywho, what new things have happened in the world of Magic and Commander?
Well, we got a couple of spoilers. Two sets. We got a lot more set that's coming out in 3 months rather than the set that's coming out.
Yeah, but that's because the Battle Bond spoilers are going to be appearing in next week, I think. Because it's usually 2 weeks before the launch of a secondary set.
Yeah, the spoilers we got are actually...
Mm-hmm. What are they, Nixon?
They are a cycle of allied color lowlands. They don't have a base land type. But to the battlefield tap, unless you have two or more opponents, and they tap to add one or the other.
And they're allied colors, right? So most of the time that this is going to be coming into play tapped is when you just kill an opponent.
Two-headed giant, they're always...
Yep.
Multiplayer command.
Mostly untapped.
Mode, like, there's a pretty sure bet. And so, like, Lowe's ever got...
If they put in actual land types on it, that would be kind of scary. Slash, finally, they would go some balls and actually start, you know, working around the Wizard list. I know!
It would basically affect just as Command Tower.
And Command Tower isn't fetchable by Fetchlands. Mm-hmm. But that would show that they're actually moving around the Wizard list a bit.
Also the arts?
And kind of Ravnica-y. Ravnica-like. In most. But the blue-white one seems a bit like Kamigawa. We know that it's a separate plane. Not connected to anyone, but look at this Spire Garden. Doesn't it remind you like Stomping Grounds?
Kind of are those?
I think they are, but they're in the sky. That's why I said Kamigawa.
It reminds you of Ravnica because in actual...
Yeah, it's surprising how rare we see it in Magic. Like legit urban places. Yeah, that's amazing actually, how rarely we see it.
Because there'll probably other cards to play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But aren't, because we all know how they will develop, but they won't.
Yeah.
The cards. So there's a chance we spot an arena.
Wait, doesn't every plane have Phyrexian Arena because they know that Poliano had like one?
And Poliano.
I mean, Kozluck. Womp womp. But yeah, this could be a really good set. This is coming in place of Conspiracy, right?
Yep.
For this year.
It's drafts.
Yeah. And we can expect a bunch of cool reprints. So, 254 unique cards total, and 85 brand new cards. So most of those are going to be chaff, but still, there's going to be a couple gems.
Both got absolute.
They were even fun to play, and that's important. And the reprints were, oh my god. So, we have some other spoilers to talk about. So, imagine you just went in your local game shop, you wanted to buy a couple of boosters of Dominaria because you wanted to open Mox Amber, let's say, or whatever the kids find cool these days, and you open your commons and you see some weird cards that aren't from Dominaria. You see M19 in the right corner, and you're like, what the hell? Turns out they misprinted some things and you have actual legit M19 cards in your Dominaria boosters. This is still less bad than, you know, actual leaks from, let's say, China or France or whatever.
Or exit Adam.
Or, you know, some pros releasing the God Book. Yeah, but we have some... only cards we see are commons. So that's good because I don't want to see, you know, the big bombs just yet. But are there any interesting cards from the spoiled ones that you want to talk about?
Well, not with cards, Dwarf Cleric.
And he looks actually dwarven, unlike Kaladesh ones.
There's also a goblin might actually.
Cranko?
Yeah, for code, definitely.
What does it do?
It's a 1 and a red for a 1/1 goblin, but goblin eat a 1 dragon.
Mm-hmm. And you can always champion it with Lightning Crafter and things like that.
God.
And you can actually copy this with Kikijiki and get more goblins when you tap. Yeah, there's a bunch of uses for this guy, even though it's a common. I think this will actually either replace or be side by side by with Krenko's command. I would actually even replace it, because another dude. A tormenting voice is back, and that's good.
Must always.
Honestly, that's not a bad thing. Yeah, it's a cool effect. Plus, it teaches new players that getting your spells countered can hurt a lot. Anticipate is back on common spot, and that's cool.
Finally.
And that might actually be good with all the synergies with wizards.
Yeah, definitely. Copied.
Mm-hmm. Triggers. Makes you count. Makes a counterspell and makes the lightning bolt a lightning bolt. There's also gonna be, we can see an artifact sub-team in draft, because Scholar of the Stars, it's a 3-2 for 4 mana, but when it comes into play, if you control an artifact, draw a card, so they'll be pushing that. Mm-hmm. Anything else that's interesting beside Dwindle, because Dwindle is the best card ever? So Dwindle for 2 and a blue. Enchanted creature gets -6/-0, which is a standard blue ability. But when enchanted creature blocks, destroy it. Can you actually do that? The creature blocks, this goes on the stack, and then you blink the enchantment?
Block?
No. I mean, I know, but can you actually move it to another creature later? For later,
oh,
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
You can just hide that ram with.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, reality acid is the best. There's an entire pauper deck centered around it. And anything else that's interesting? Goblin Motivator is nice. 1/1 for 1 red mana gives you guys haste, which is good when you have Cranko.
This is a goblin, better blood among.
Yeah. For that deck, that's a world of difference.
There's a way ahead of.
Yep. Thank you, Wizards. And chronological, let's move to May 8th, which is 2 days ago. Commander Anthology Volume 2 is being released. So what are the decks that are going to be in the Anthology? Do you want me to say, because I opened the thing?
I got it. So
there we go.
One of them with Damia.
With Mimea Plasm on the helm.
Yeah.
But Damia's
sure,
also there.
Sure.
The War for Power by the Mimea Plasm.
The Mimea, we have the Daret, but
There's not?
The Daret.
That's weird. Why? Because he's in the creature, I guess?
The Kalemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Atraxa.
You know what's funny about the Kalemna deck? When it was released, it was the least valuable one, right? But a couple of years have passed, and that has become actually the money deck.
Really?
Because you have things like Urza's Incubator, you have Blade of Cells, and things like that in the deck. Yep.
Those, the like commander, they also got the upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Border.
We got the rest of the legend.
Womp womp.
What would actually be kind of is that they Atraxa and the rest foils.
There's actually a bunch of people who would like that. Because they just like the art like it is, and the foil kind of goes in the way.
So
planning to get this?
I guess love. It has a.
But Damia?
But first. Mineoplasm is like just that kind of commander. It's very punchable.
You know it's one thing? I think that Mineoplasm has been actually run over by time. He used to be this huge scary thing, boss of the format, but we used to Best Buy and he's not that dangerous anymore. Mostly because people have learned how to, you know, exile graveyards.
He is. Only new toys arrived, so people want to play.
I think it's more he's dangerous, but people see it from a while away, so you know.
Well, Damia, because I.
And her ability is silly because it says draw cards.
Yeah, it says draw a lot of cards. Oh man. The times I had Mind Over Man.
Oh my god.
Just wonderful.
But deck itself, it's kinda crap. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. You had a couple of good things like Oblivion Stone, the one that you managed to misplace, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the one that you dropped.
Yep. You have Skullbriar, which is kind of a money card. Damia, which is a money card. What else? Living Dead, I guess. And that's about it for that deck.
Grave Pact. Be glad. The foil just...
That is. You know what's also in there? Fire Confluence. Wanna check the price on that?
I just...
What?
So, the mono red deck is...
Mm-hmm. You do. By the way, price trend for Fire Confluence is 25 euros.
Okay.
It's gonna drop a bit now, when it gets printed. But still.
The problem...
Mm-hmm.
It's not really wide, though, that can impact the prices that much.
It's gonna dip in the start, I think. So that's your chance to get it. Also, it's a good card in Legacy. It's actually a great card in Legacy.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah, because you play it with Blood Moons and stuff like that. And when you choose the deal to damage to everything, basically you kill one damage to each creature. You basically kill most of the Legacy's creature pool.
You can also... For mana deal player.
Yeah.
You cannot be stopped by...
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's a really versatile card, and that's why it's that price tag, and it's been printed just in one deck. That hasn't been sold as much because it was Kalemne. By the way, Kalemne, stupidly actually underrated, in my mind, even though she's Boros. I mean, you just play her as a Voltron general, because the only things you care about is double strike vigilance. People have made a mistake and actually, you know, made her as a giant tribal deck. Wow. You don't do that. You just put all the swords and hammers on her.
Sometimes
because when Tess used to play her, people would go from 100 to 0 in like one attack because they just focused on the part where, you know, she gets bigger when you cast big things. They forgot that she has double second vigilance. And currently, Eloxus the Warhammer and two more equipments and the Visible Silk Cloak. General damage is a bitch.
I just realized thing like it's called the Red Marduk.
Yep.
You can combine Torgar, mm-hmm. Incarnate, people at half, and Anya.
Basically, you play something like Kalia?
Torgar is.
Yeah, but I think he's an avatar, but you get to reduce his cost by a bit.
Yeah, that could.
What's the last deck? Oh, yeah, Atraxa.
This is a welcome addition, Atraxa.
Somehow yeah, Atraxa
managed
is.
To become most popular.
Gee, I don't know why.
So, yeah, more Atraxa.
What are money cards from that deck? Not really, actually. Most of the things are eh. But it's really good to have. Duelist Heritage, I think that might be a money card, but I don't think so. Duelist Heritage. Whenever one or more creatures you control, one or more creatures attacks, you have target attacking creature gain double second until the end of turn. Deep Glow's Cave. Qatar's Crusade is some money, like $2-3. Anything else that's actually good? Yeah, that deck wasn't actually that good money-wise. Underground River, I guess. And one card that's actually stupidly good, the Manifold Indites, which isn't money card, but it's really, really good.
But all in all...
Mm-hmm. But whenever you sleeve up to play, you know you're going to be that guy and people are going to punch your face. It doesn't matter if it's a Traxa. She can get out of hand really easily. I mean, you know.
Even a competitive deck, good stuff.
It's hard to make her actually competitive. Because she's stupidly slow.
By itself, the slow.
Yeah, plan. The thing is, by the time you know you get to ultimate, maybe Planeswalker, people might have already won the game.
Go on.
Tell that to most people.
Most, in fact, attracts.
There we go, Elder Dragon, the little podcast, PSA. Why not? It's still better than Saskia, in fact. Because, like, a couple of 2-3 creatures are attacking you, like, yeah, let it go, and then, like, one of them gets Tainted Strike. And, like, what the hell happened?
But why am I dead?
I had, like, 6 life. What the hell happened? Turns out when you get down with the sickness, yeah, reference. But, yeah, did they mention, actually, do you get the cool spin down machines in this? Yeah, it should be. And we have one last thing to talk about that's not completely Commander related. It's kinda. So what's the last piece of news?
Brawl. Dominate Brawl.
I was gonna say, Brawl, you mean Brawl? Nobody made that joke yet. I'm the first one. So original.
Brawl was like 7... The last like...
76%.
Yeah, on the last Brawl tournament. Yeah, so yeah, he kinda got banned. They decided...
G.
You know, Brawl is actually more popular than we thought it was day one, and it's more popular on one-on-one.
Yeah, and they didn't implement multiplayer Brawl on MTGO, so that might also have something to do with it.
Yeah. So they decided ban list not apply. They unbanned every
form. The good card. Yeah, I remember when you started preaching the good word of Smuggler's Copter, I was like, it's not that good, and then I play with it.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
That rim of the old times came out, and he's not that good. What? Pay 4 mana, you brainstorm, and he dies to bolt. Whatever. Until you actually...
Yep. And there wasn't a... And when there wasn't a Bloodbred Elf...
Jace fellow.
He's kind of okay.
I don't know if I didn't actually... But I heard in we're talking that the new Teferi kind of Jace's place...
In blue-white control? Yeah. I mean, it kind of does things you want your control planeswalker to do.
You draw a card. And you leave up counters.
Mm-hmm.
And
not just counterspell mana, also the colonnade mana. Yeah, he's kind of good. Like I told you, Jace currently in modern not that good. He's really good, but you know not that good.
And I guess.
Yeah, you're more worried about the boys than the Bobby Elf and Jace.
No problem.
Nah, just get a Teferi. It's apparently better.
Oh well, blue white Tron boys. Let's go.
You haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I never actually thought about a pair. There is a thing.
So unbanned Aetherox Marvel, Felder Guardian, Attuned with Aether, Rogue Refiner, Rampaging Ferocidon, and Remnant Ruins. So yes, you can actually play the Crazy Cat Lady combo in Brawl.
A lot less.
Plus, you need to play Joda, I think. But then again, you get to tutor things, and you know you get that 2 mana regrowth for a permanent. So it could actually be good. Just mana might be a bit wonky.
Another, a one-on-one brawl game are now it instead of
50. Mm-hmm.
But just one-on-one.
So you can get a bit more aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive decks aren't, again, they're not really that good because standard. It just help keep those combo control decks.
And I'm just wondering how beautiful this Vanita Capassion art is. What the hell? Also, which idiot puts stained glass in a sword?
Well, apparently.
Then just equip your soldiers with that and send them on the Cabal.
Requires.
Okay. Oh yeah, things that are banned, we forgot to mention, Brawl is banned, we said that, but also Sorcerer's Spyglass.
It's especially an actual color card that also...
Well, my response was maybe don't build a deck that relies solely on your Planeswalker General being a tank.
More for casual, because it feels bad when you can't...
I know. But then again, there's plenty of feel-bad moments in the game, and you should maybe just, you know, suck up to it. This is coming from a person who actually is here to deliver you all those feel-bad moments, like not having lands and stuff, but... Okay, I might have a bit biased opinion.
And also, I was almost there.
Is this the Sundering Titan story?
No, this is the Ice Spiral. I wanted Ben deck and...
Nope. fun is not gonna happen this game, right?
And then, when that didn't, I tried something else.
Mr. Pickle. But yeah, we also started playing around the time where Sundering Titan was legal in Commander. You actually played a couple of Sundering Titans in your lifetime, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but still. Oh, yeah,
inspired by that guy, Urborg.
People still do that in things like in Commander in Darion, King of Keldor. You play that and you play Karma. Basically, you kill people while your soul sisters are replenishing your life.
But he's more of a...
He's an okay fellow.
Oh, speaking of blue, I'm totally going to try out that deck, as I got myself a playset of keys that I think perfect.
The Jairus Familiars, or?
No. The one blue mana birds that cast a hit.
Oh, yeah. What I wanted to say, I have to check, maybe I have a Mirror Superior, I'm not sure. I don't have the Ubamiya.
Oh yeah, another.
It's the interesting
playing,
one.
Playing colorless.
In this case, Karn.
Or, you know,
oh yeah, he's a tank.
Mana was not
good luck
because Wraith aren't, and they don't want because dinner anymore.
Yep, and they can just print it in every set. So even though I wouldn't be opposed to them printing it in M19.
I would mean colorless, not like not related to Eldrazi at all, just colorless.
Yeah. I wouldn't even mind if, you know, that happened in just in a land slot, you get a random waste. Mm-hmm.
One big land type, your deck with that land type, and just that base.
And the rest of the deck still has to be colorless. Or,
yeah, there, was
there we go. The I don't think that's a solution that's ever going to happen for regular commander. I don't think that's a solution that's going to happen for a regular commander because, you know, we have actual good...
We have waste.
Good mana. A waste and actually good mana. So no need for this Band-Aid, because this is a Band-Aid.
The moment...
Yeah, definitely.
It's not that the rule doesn't...
Bad.
Allows...
Hoops. And... Yeah, that's about it, yeah. I was going to say other things, but those are actual vehicles, so they don't work. Even though it would be cool if you could have Welded Light as your commander. But anyway, that is it, right, for this episode?
Stuff happened.
Yeah, and this was a good short and actually good tempoed episode, in my mind. Anything else you gotta say?
No, just a heads up that starting will probably like and reference. Watch
Infinity
War. We have been warned.
We will have to see when is the proper time to start doing those.
I decided that people had enough time to have started.
Memes, yeah, but most of the discussions I've seen are still, you know, heavily titled spoilers. But I think in a week it's gonna be fine. Maybe. Or we'll get angry with letters, one of the two. Anywho, anything else you gotta add, Nixia?
I also flip Garruk, flip Nyssa, that good. A sideboard card.
Maybe.
Well, a pretty good sideboard. Mm-hmm.
And she brings friends to smack the control player with. And it's you mean kill people.
And you hit people with Urza's Tower.
Wow. Well, I think this is it. This has been episode 71 of the Elder Dragon Brewing podcast. This has been Igor, and always with me, Nixia. And that's a lie. Most of the time with me, Nixia. And as always, the Emperor protects.
Wow.